Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Today's Crypto Corner, a big update that has been long awaited by a lot of Robinhood's customers, particularly those who are crypto interested. The company announcing it's going to be rolling out crypto wallets for its customers here. And for more on that initiative, happy to have Robinhood Crypto COO joining us today, Christine Brown, alongside Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith on with us as well. And Christine, I mean, this is something that you've joked about on Twitter. Everybody's kind of been asking, when are these wallets coming? When are they coming? You've been talking about the timeline for a bit here, but talking about what it unlocks for customers out there and how it makes Robinhood a real player in the crypto space.
Yeah, when wallets? Well, soon. We are announcing today that we are opening up wallet access to a handful of alpha customers, as well as launching a wait list for people to sign up and roll off and get wallet access in late 2021, early 2022. What this really unlocks for our customers is right now our product, you know, you can come to Robinhood, you can buy, hold, and sell crypto. Now you'll be able to deposit and withdraw. So when you buy that crypto, you can actually move it off platform and use it a little bit more like a currency, right? Have some utility to it. If there's that NFT that you're looking for, you can move it off platform and buy it. You know, that cup of coffee that, you know, your favorite vendor accepts Bitcoin. You'll be able to do that off of Robinhood's product. You can also consolidate all of your assets on Robinhood, which we think will be a great thing for customers because we do offer commission-free trading, which gets great pricing for a lot of folks who are trying to get into the market.
Yeah, Christine, could you talk a little bit more about the safety features of the wallet? I was sort of curious about those details.
Yeah, and this is something that we took our time with. I know a lot of people have wanted us to release these with a lot of quickness, but the top priority for us is safety first. And we want to make sure that users who are potentially transacting on-chain for the first time really understand the permanence and the instantaneousness of that action. And so some of the things that we've been thinking about, not only kind of giving an educational piece and component in the experience itself, but building safety tools like MFA, multi-factor authentication, so that when your crypto moves, we can actually tell that it is you who is moving it.
Yeah, that's been the interesting thing to watch, you know, especially in a year that it's attracted a lot of new crypto people out there who might not even understand what wallets are. You know, my mom bought Dogecoin on Robinhood, full disclosure. But when you look at maybe the breakdown here of what it unlocks, how many of those people you think are going to be using it? Because, you know, to your point, it's become a pretty important piece of revenue for Robinhood, $233 million in the last quarter, up from $5 million in Q2 of 2020. So, I mean, it's exploded in terms of people using the platform, but really, when you look at the expectations for using the wallets as they're intended, what are you expecting for uptake there?
We really expect our customers to use it both in both directions, both depositing and withdrawing. You know, withdrawing allows them to actually take their crypto into a broader ecosystem. And we think it's actually going to bring a broader group of investors, a more, you know, retail customer into what has kind of been known to be crypto native, and kind of expand that ecosystem even more. We also think this provides the opportunity for customers to come and get access to a market with no commissions, right? You know, although many of the traditional brokers followed Robinhood's lead a few years ago and reduced their trading platforms to zero commissions, not all of the crypto kind of marketplace has followed. So we think that that's going to be a competitive edge that we'll see a lot of customers come in as well.
The other thing too, I mean, we've talked about this trade-off between security and really getting this right. And I think that's, you know, the reasons you're pointing to in terms of the delay. But in adding projects, I think you guys have 7, right, available for trading here. As you roll out wallets, you look at Coinbase, they have close to 100, I think. And that's kind of been the question there. It took them a while, Coinbase, to add Dogecoin to the platform. We saw a lot of other people doing it. It obviously adds a lot of users. So I guess there's a question there in the crypto community about the trade-off between security and timing some of these projects just to add users and then revenue to the platform. So how does Robinhood maybe look at that as the timeline to expand beyond just the 7 you have now?
Right. And by allowing deposits on our platform, right, the goal is that you have one central place where you can keep your coins. Now, if you have more than the 7 coins that we currently offer, you know, we won't be able to fulfill that today. So we are looking at expanding our offering, including even more coins, so we can be the one-stop shop for crypto customers.
Yeah. And Christine, I wanted to ask a side note sort of on Robinhood's crypto customers. I know I've heard that there's been sort of an uptick of women crypto traders. I don't know if you could tell me more about that.
Yeah, so in the last year, we've actually seen the number of women who trade crypto 7x on our platform. And 2 of every 5 active women on our platform are trading crypto. I think that's something that's, you know, I'm following very closely, given that I am a woman in crypto myself. But I think that traditionally crypto has been the intersection of two, you know, kind of difficult areas to get into. Finance, which has kind of, you know, more historically seen a low adoption by women investors, and then tech, right? Cutting edge tech, which is the crypto part of this. And so when you combine those together, it's even more intimidating. There are even higher barriers to access and entry. And we think that our platform and how it's designed, the educational tools and the ease of use make it something that is really appealing to a broader and more diverse group.
I mean, this is something where you might see headlines now, Robinhood's doubling, tripling down on crypto. But, you know, we've already seen in terms of the revenue, you guys were already pretty big in crypto. And now, I mean, I guess there is a question on whether or not this means Robinhood's going to increasingly be seen as pro-crypto when it comes to maybe doing more than just adding wallets. You know, we've seen Coinbase talk about adding it to their balance sheet. We've seen other companies out there add crypto to the balance sheet. How serious is Robinhood when it comes to being kind of labeled a crypto company? Is that something that you might see Robinhood doing?
You might. I honestly think that we're pro-investor. So we want to be building products that our investors find valuable to manage and get into any market. And we started with equities, added options and crypto. I think that one of the benefits and why we're seeing more and more people kind of come to our platform is because we have all those things living side by side. It's approachable. It's understandable. So I think you're going to see more of that from us.
Yeah, and Christine, thinking about all the sort of drama, you know, that is continually unfolding in Washington as regulators sort of look to regulate the crypto sector and exchanges, I was curious, how does that affect Robinhood in terms of sort of your protocols? Obviously, you're still working, you're used to the equity market, so.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, we're very early in the crypto space, right? When you look at the number of users who are holding crypto, you know, in the US alone, we've barely scratched the surface of providing access and getting people involved in these markets. So yes, as that grows, as more people kind of enter in, there will undoubtedly be questions around additional regulation and exploring that. I think that honestly, when Robinhood is building products, yes, we want to make sure we are meeting our regulatory obligations. But at the end of the day, I think we're really aligned with our regulators and our customers and that we want to provide a great, easy, and safe experience. I think tax is a great example where, you know, crypto tax can be pretty opaque and confusing. And there isn't a regulatory obligation to actually have any specific tax reporting. But we heard from our customers early on when we launched our crypto product in 2018 that crypto taxes was something that they were really nervous about. So we've been generating 1099s since, you know, we first launched. So I think that's an example of, you know, where regulation and customer experience intersect. And we'll always come out on the side of making sure our customers have the best and safest possible experience.
Yeah, and regulators increasingly signaling that a lot of that is probably going to be required here in short order. But interesting to see it come out. When wallets soon and now sooner. Christine Brown, Robinhood Crypto CEO, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today alongside Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith as well. Thanks again for the time.